2024 International Thanksgiving Blending Conference. Week 5. Day 2. Morning Nourishment. 1 Peter 1:10-11. Concerning this salvation, the prophets, who prophesied concerning the grace that was to come unto you, sought and searched diligently, searching into what time or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ in them was making clear, testifying beforehand of the sufferings of Christ and the glories after these. In 1 Peter 1:10, Peter used the Old Testament prophets to confirm his teaching concerning the New Testament salvation. The Lord Jesus did the same thing. In 1 Peter 1:10, grace is a synonym for salvation. In 1:13, grace also refers to God's salvation. John 1:14 says that the Word became flesh and tabernacle among us, full of grace. This grace is God in the Son as our enjoyment. In 1 Corinthians 15:10, Paul says, "By the grace of God I am what I am, and His grace unto me did not turn out to be in vain, but, on the contrary, I labored more abundantly than all of them, yet not I but the grace of God which is with me." The grace to which Paul refers three times in this verse is the resurrected Christ becoming the life-giving Spirit to bring the processed God in resurrection into us to be our life and life supply that we may live in resurrection. Therefore, grace is the triune God becoming life and everything to us. Today's reading. 1 Peter 1:10 speaks of the grace that was to come unto the believers, which was prophesied by the prophets, who sought and searched diligently concerning the salvation of the believers' souls. The aspect of grace mentioned by Peter here is different from the aspect of grace mentioned in John 1. John says that the Word became flesh, full of grace, and that grace came through Jesus Christ. Grace came through Jesus Christ, with Jesus' incarnation, but Peter says that there is a grace that is not yet but is to come. This grace was not mentioned in the Old Testament, but it was prophesied by the prophets, who sought and searched diligently concerning the salvation of the believers' souls. Peter speaks of the grace that was for the salvation of the believers' souls. What Peter teaches as grace is not the grace that saves our spirit or our body, but the grace that saves our soul. A man can gain the whole world and lose his soul. This shows that the soul needs to be saved. If, for the sake of saving your soul, you sacrifice the whole world, that is worthwhile. In 1 Peter 1:12, these things refers to the sufferings of Christ and His glories. The Old Testament prophets ministered the sufferings and glories of Christ to the New Testament believers. These things have been announced to us through those who preached the gospel. The ones who preached the gospel were the apostles of the New Testament. The prophets searched and prophesied, the apostles preached. The preaching of the apostles is the Spirit's practical application of God's salvation in the New Testament. Both the prophesying of the prophets and the preaching of the apostles were the application of the Spirit. This means that the Spirit applies God's full salvation by two instrumentalities, the prophesying of the prophets and the preaching of the apostles. I believe that the Spirit is applying God's full salvation to you. I simply preach Christ, the death of Christ, and the different glories of Christ. Each preaching is an application of the Spirit. My greatest joy is to see the saints receive Christ through the application of the Spirit. I am especially happy to see the second generation growing up in the church life. My heart leaps when I see that they are receiving the application of God's salvation through this ministry and by the Spirit. I encourage you all to go forth and preach Christ. The apostles are not the only ones who can preach. As long as you preach Christ, You are included among those who preach the gospel by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. This is the end of today's morning revival.